Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of sun and clouds. We will have a high only, though, near 50. Right now in Kenosha, clear skies, 42 degrees, 40 in Burlington, 46 Milwaukee, Racine clear, and 44. For tonight, though, it's going to get much colder. We could see temperatures around the 30-degree mark. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies recovered two more vehicles linked to Andrew Obregon and the woman he allegedly punched before taking off in her car, which led to his arrest Tuesday. She's been released from the hospital. The woman discovered Obregon in a vacant home owned by her family. He's accused of striking her, causing significant injuries. Now, her call to 911 eventually led to his capture after more than 2 weeks on the run. Sergeant Dan Ruth indicating that a motorcycle reported stolen in Kenosha and a red Ford pickup truck, crudely painted black, stolen in Antioch, Illinois, have been recovered. Obregon in Lake County Circuit Court yesterday on charges stemming from the chase, which resulted in his arrest. The charges including possessing a stolen auto and two counts of fleeing police. An extradition hearing to bring him back to Wisconsin to face charges including homicide. That is set for next Wednesday. A 29-year-old Brown Deer woman is facing charges in Racine County Circuit Court. She allegedly sent hundreds of threatening text messages to a former boyfriend and members of his family. The alleged harassment began in August and it continued through early this month. Charging documents indicate that included threats to injure or kill the victims that had forced them to change their phone numbers and the former boyfriend moving out of his apartment. Melissa Zemel, also accused of creating fake Facebook accounts, even putting an ad on Craigslist offering the victim's car for sale. She's charged with one count each of stalking and attempted personal identity theft, eight misdemeanor counts of using a computer message to threaten injury or harm. She's being held on a $100,000 bond. She'll be back in court next week. Imagine this occurring here in southeast Wisconsin. 4-day delay on the public being told about a prison escape. Happened in Oshkosh. Police apologizing for not immediately getting out the word on two escapees from the Winnebago Correctional Center.
We know that the media release should have went out as soon as we heard in regards to the escapees. We're human. Hey, we can admit when we make an error.
That's Officer Joe Nichols says they're still looking into the cause of that delay while noting that area law enforcement was told right away, so they were actively watching for both men. One was recaptured in Green Bay. The other, though, is still on the loose. Milwaukee's Fire and Police Commission has approved body camera policies, a 4-1 vote. Officers will be allowed to turn off the camera if victims or witnesses request to not be recorded, but will have to turn them on as soon as they engage in enforcement or investigation actions. They will also not have to tell people they're being recorded, but will do so if they're asked about it. Recaptured capital improvement bond proceeds going to be used in the purchase of a new mobile command vehicle for the Racine Police Department. The price tag, about $345,000. During the Finance Committee meeting this week, Chief Art Howell explained that they've been trying to get this done for the past few years because the current vehicle's functionality, well, it's kind of reached its limits.
It was pushed out in CIP plan several times, and we, through the work of our finance people and some creative work on the part of Lieutenant Dave Wolvenuth, we were able to take a projected $500,000 expense and bring it down to this number in the event that we act expeditiously.
City would save about $150,000 by doing the purchase now, according to the chief. The current mobile command vehicle dates back to 1983. Aside from special events, it, of course, could be utilized in any major tactical situation. The owner of a broken drone discovered on the grounds of Racine's Baton Airport this past Sunday turned himself in, kind of, on Thursday. Won't be facing any federal penalty, though, for not having received permission. Airport manager Dave Mann talking with a man who resides near Highways 20 and 31 who attempted to fly his brand-new Chinese-made drone but quickly learned that the operational instructions didn't quite match what actually happened with the controller. As a result, the drone literally took off on its own, then crashed several miles away on the airport grounds. It's a federal offense to operate a drone within 5 miles of an airport without permission. Mann says in talking with the FAA about the circumstances, it was agreed this situation did not warrant any official action. Wisconsin's jobless rate hitting a 14-year low in September. New numbers out from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that it slipped from 4.5% in August to 4.3% last month. Numbers from the Wisconsin Office of Workforce Development should be out next week, followed a few days later by the breakdown of individual counties and municipalities. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, meanwhile, out with the certified general state aid appropriations for the school districts in the current term. And in the southeast corner, WRJN's Janet Hoff says most got increases.
The $15.86 million going to Burlington area schools is another $571,500 over the 2014-15 allocation. Kenosha Unified is listed as receiving $152.5 million, compared to just over $150 million a year ago. Racine Unified's general state aid will decline to $139.9 million this year versus $140.3 million, which is a cut of $434,500 or 0.3%. Oak Creek Franklin Schools will get another 2.7% in aid or $30.7 million, and Milwaukee Public Schools will receive another $3.2 million for a total of $540.8 million. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin sitting down with about two dozen local college students to hear how they're paying for their education and the struggles they're facing. It was a roundtable at UW Parkside, including students from the local campuses, Whitewater, Carthage College, Gateway Technical College. Baldwin listening to how some have managed to cobble together loans, grants, and scholarships to pay for their schooling. Others talking about the challenges of also having to pay for living expenses, care for children, and holding down jobs. Afterward, Baldwin said that she's heard again and again high school students don't know what it's going to cost to go to college or how to deal with those kinds of expenses.
You know, on one hand, in Washington, D.C., I hear about all of these efforts to assist high school students in achieving the dream of college, technical college or four-year college or even graduate. And yet you hear student after student saying, I had no idea how to approach the FAFSA, the financial aid form. I didn't have anyone who came to talk to me about college. It wasn't until I was well into college and had already taken a loan that I was understanding the magnitude of the issues that I was facing.
Back in July, Baldwin introduced the America's College Promise Act. It would make 2 years of community college free and provide an affordability pathway for low-income students to a four-year college degree. She has also co-sponsored several other educational initiatives. And at the state capitol in Madison, Republicans talking about campus concealed carry, but a trio of Assembly Democrats want a total ban on guns at Wisconsin's colleges and universities. That's Representatives Chris Taylor, Melissa Sargent, and Therese Berceau. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss among the Republicans who doesn't have a problem with concealed weapons in university buildings. WRJN.com. Our newscasts are in podcast form. They're on the webpage. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.